Remain standing and turn to 242. Number 242, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Is Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. He's coming back to claim his own. He's coming back to claim his own. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back to claim his own. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to the Lord.
All right, that song will get your lungs stretched out. You know, a lot of the songs that we have in our songbook have a happy sound to them, a jubilant sound. They're meant to have a jubilant sound, and that's what is called a major key. It has that sort of happy and jubilant sound, and this song has a little bit more of kind of a maybe a dark undertone, like there's a lot of tension in the music, and it just sounds different, doesn't it? And it's in a minor key. But still, it's a song that's meant to praise the Lord, and it's a good song with good words that reminds us of who Jesus is and that Jesus is coming back one day for us. And that's the point of singing songs, to praise God and to teach us and edify one another. And I want to keep repeating that because no matter what we talk about, as we talk about the rudiments of music and different and various aspects of music, don't lose that. The point of our singing is to praise God one another and also to edify one another. So tonight, we're going to have a heavy dose of not only teaching but participation. And tomorrow night, we're going to have a little less teaching and more participation. And we're going to try to apply a lot of things that we've been talking about throughout the week, and I hope that you'll enjoy that. I'm also going to let some of the younger guys lead some singing tomorrow night and also Saturday. So pick out some songs. As you come up to lead those songs, we may talk about a couple things about the song. And so don't get nervous about that. There's not going to be a quiz. I've got a quiz if you want me to print it out, but we're not going to do a quiz this time. But be ready and prepared for that tomorrow night, Lord willing. Okay, so we're going to jump right in, and we're not going to review everything tonight, but we're going to do some quick review just for a moment. We sing in what's called a cappella, and a cappella actually means as in the church or as in the chapel. That's an old term, and a cappella is non-instrumental music, to just put it in layman's terms. It's voices that blend together and make harmonies that typically instruments might make, but we use the instrument of our voice and the instrument of our heart, just as we talked about the other night, where the scriptures tell us to make melody in our heart, sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. And so it's about the heart and it's about the voice, and God wants us to use both. So tonight, don't just use your heart, use your voice and sing along with us. We're not worried about what you sound like. You may be worried about what you sound like, but just sing and sing out and sing jubilantly to the Lord tonight. We're going to do some exercises to start, kind of warm up our voices a little more tonight. These are what are called shape notes. If you haven't been with us, you've seen these in your hymnals, I'm certain. Each shape represents a different pitch within the scale inside of what's called the grand staff that's made up of lines and spaces. And those lines and spaces all denote a certain pitch. And we don't actually have to know whether or not something is a specific pitch if we know where do is, okay? So as a song leader, really quickly, as a song leader, it's important that when you get up to lead your song, give everyone the pitch. And you may do that with the starting note of your song as you sing the first words. That's okay. But make sure that you sing loudly enough where everybody hears the pitch. There was a guy that I saw lead singing, and he's a very good song leader. He's got very good rhythm. He could keep time very well. And when he first started beating, he started beating before he started singing. He went, and I thought, boy, this is about to get good. And he said, oh, no. And I was like, wait, what just happened? And it took everybody a minute, and then somebody in the crowd who knew that this was about to happen, they started singing loudly, and they actually pitched the song for him, and he kept the beat. So, but as a song leader, lead the song. Let everybody know what the pitch is going to be. If you have trouble pitching, we're going to talk about that some later, but lead the song. Give everybody the pitch. If you can find do, you can make a pitch, okay? So, these books have a cheater guide. I'm going to show you the cheater guide. If you're still on 242. Now, when I was a kid, if we were going to pitch a song and we were going to use a pitch pipe or something to pitch the song, we had to look through the song and we had to find the triangle shape inside the scale and find where do was, and then we had to look at the lines and determine where do was. So if we did that on this song, we'd find do. It's the third note in the song. On hallelujah, if you look for the do, it's a triangle shape. And what is the note? What is the note? Okay, all cows eat grass. Do you remember that? All cows eat grass. It's an E, okay? So song's in the key of E, right? No. Because this song is in a minor key, okay? Now we've thrown everything off, haven't we? So now we got to go find where law is to find out what key the song is in. And law is on a C. This is in C minor, okay? Now, here's why none of that matters if you're pitching the song. They've got a cheater guide up in the top left corner of the hymn. Go up in the top left corner, right under the number, 242. There's a C, M, and then a slash, and then a G, okay? Let me tell you what those two things are. The first one, CM, is C minor. That's the key the song's in. The second letter is telling you what note you're starting the song on. Okay? So if you were to use a pitch pipe, all you'd have to do is look up there and go, okay, it's a G. And then look whether or not it's high or low in the scale, and you could blow a G, and you go, okay. Then you got your pitch. So that's very simple, isn't it? You just look up there, see the note, click the note, you got the key, you got the pitch. So I call it the cheater guy, but I like it. I like it. I don't want to have to get up here and think more than I have to pitch a song. So if you want to practice some of the songs that you lead at home, and you got a pitch pipe, if you don't, if you've got a smart device, download a pitch pop app. A lot of them are free, and you can sit and practice pitching a song. I tell you, my son did that. And my son has a deep voice, and he doesn't want you to hear his voice squeal, so he would get worried when he'd get up to pitch a song. And so if he was going to lead something like this, Sing Hallelujah to the Lord, where we just sing it, Sing Hallelujah, he'd be very safe, and he'd get up here and go, Sing Hallelujah to the Lord. And then that's how he'd pitch a song. So he started practicing at home with his pitch pop. He'd go to a song, and he'd go, and then he'd come back to me, and then he'd put his pitch pop app aside, and he'd go, Dad, is this a good pitch? And he'd pitch a song. I said, that's a great pitch. He learned that way. He started hearing what the song was supposed to sound like. So if you're going to be pitching a song, get familiar with the notes and what they sound like, and pick out your song before you even come up here, if you can. You know, if somebody says, hey, would you lead the third song, and it's 5 minutes before church, and you start flipping through the book, maybe it's better to figure out what we're going to lead before we get here. And then we can be more prepared. Practice your songs at home, song leaders. All right, let's go through and sing some of these shapes. And if you aren't familiar with what they sound like in relation to each other, again, this is what I call the cheater way of doing it. And I actually looked today just to see, if you don't have a keyboard at home and you got a smart device, there's a piano app that you can download for free, and I downloaded it today. It's perfectly in tune. It works perfectly fine, and it goes from C to C. So real easy, because if you're C to C, then you're do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, just on the white keys. Just play the white keys, and that's your do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And if you can find do, play all these notes in relation to that. And again, if you have a keyboard or piano at home and mom and dad say it's okay, then put some masking tape on there and draw those shapes on those keys, and that'll help you memorize what those shapes are supposed to sound like. So let's do a little bit of warm-up and some practice. We'll do what we've been doing. We'll go up the scale and down the scale. We'll come back, and we'll sing Do, Mi, So, Do all the way up and down. Then we'll do our alternating pattern like we did the other night, and I'll give you a prompt before we do it. Do, everybody together. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, ti, do, mi. Okay. So, remember what that is? Oh, say, can you see? So, me, so, do. Okay, don't forget that. You'll remember what those notes sound like because of that tune that's very familiar to our ears, because we hear it all the time, don't we? Okay, let's do some exercises singing our various notes in relation to do. So, do, si, so mi, do, do. Do, la, do, la, do, do, fa. The eyes of Texas are upon you, do, fa. Okay, do, fa, do. Very good, very good. Okay, let's go down here. Do, la, ti, so, la, fa, so, mi, fa, re, mi, do, re, ti, do, la, ti, so. Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to do a really quick review, and then we're going to do some new rhythm stuff tonight. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun doing some rhythm stuff tonight. We're going to do some stuff that's a little bit more challenging. So notes all have a specific shape to denote the pitch, but they also have a specific shape to denote the rhythm. And so with our notes, what we've got is we've got notes that are circular, okay? And our notes may be a triangle shape, but they still work this way, okay? So if we've got a do that's triangular and it's hollow just like this and it has no stem or stick on it, it's a whole note, okay? It may be a triangle, it may be that flag shape, it may be that Wi-Fi or ice cream cone or snow cone shape of the T that we've talked about this week. But if it's hollow and it doesn't have a stem, it's a whole note, okay? If it's hollow and it's got a stem, I'm pretty shaky, aren't I? If it's got a stem, that's a half note. It halved the whole, okay? It halved the whole. And so it now went from 4 beats to 2 beats. Now, we're going to take that note that's got a stem and a circle, and we're going to shade it in. And it becomes a quarter note because we halved this. So we went from 4 beats to 2 beats to 1 beat and then to half beat, okay? And now we've got this same shape with the stem colored in, with a flag added, and it turned it into an eighth note. If you put 2 flags on it, you're just adding another symbol to denote, you've got a 16th note. And then we've got these rests over here that are exactly in accordance with this. We've got a whole rest, a half rest, which looks like this rectangle on the bottom of a line, a rectangle on the top of a line, okay? That's half, whole, okay? Then you've got this lightning bolt shape that is the quarter rest, this curly-looking 7 shape that is your 8th rest, and then you've got a 16th rest down here with 2 of those, okay? So the reason we're reviewing that is because we're about to do some rhythm exercises with rests in them. And we're going to go slow, okay? That way we can look at the rhythm first, then we'll sing the rhythm. But we'll start out with something that looks familiar here in a moment. But I want to talk about the anatomy of a musical note just for a moment. And this may not be something that you're really interested in, but I want to show you something that you're going to see some differences in your songbooks and your hymnals so you're not confused about what you're looking at. So there's what's called the stem that we just talked about, and this is called the note head. And so the different shapes are the note head. The note head is a different shape in our book to denote the pitch. Then you've got what's called a beam, okay? The beam is like if I have 2 of these eighth notes, rather than putting 2 of them side by side, there's just a beam that connects them to say these are eighth notes, okay? You're not going to see a beam on a quarter note. You're not going to see it on a half note. You're not going to see it on a whole note. You're just going to see it on an eighth note, okay? One beam is eighth note. Now, if you have 2 of these beams, then you have a 16th note. And so rather than putting this, they just draw these beams across it to say, okay, these are all 16th notes. Now, sometimes what you're going to see, and we're going to see this here in a moment in a song we're going to sing, you'll have a beam that goes all the way across, and then you have 2 beams here. So what you've got here is eighth note, and then you've got 16th notes, okay? So that's 1 eighth note and 2 16ths after it, just like that. See that? Okay. So, hold on to that because we're going to make a distinction between that and something else here in a moment. Okay, so let's do a little bit of review on counting notes. If we're going to be singing and I'm beating 4-4 time and I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. And on this time, I told you I'd have you do this at some point. I want everybody to beat time with me, but don't follow me. Do it the other way, okay? Pretend you're looking, don't be looking in the mirror. Think down, left, right, up, okay? So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going to sing whole notes. Now, when we're singing whole notes, we're going to start that note on 1, which is down, and then we're going to quit singing after 4, okay? All right, so 1, okay, I'll give you the pitch first. Do. Okay, on one. Do, 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 do. Off. Okay, very good. Okay, now let's do it with half notes. So we're going to be singing on one, not on two. We don't start singing on two. We're going to hold it through one and two, and then start singing again on three and go through four. Okay, so we're going one, three. One, three. Do, 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 do. Very simple, right? Okay. Now we're going to sing on every beat. So we're going to do quarter notes, four quarter notes per measure. So we're going on one, two, three, and four. Do, 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 do. Okay. So now let's do some eighth notes. Eighth notes are a little more difficult because we're not just singing on one, two, three, and four. We're actually singing on one and two and three and four and, okay? So we're not going to beat it like that. We're not going to go one and two and three. We're not going to do that, but that's what we're singing. We're actually getting a note in every time between those walls of one, two, three, and four, okay? So it's a steady pace. That's what we want. We want a steady tempo, a steady speed. We don't want to speed up or slow down by doing these eighth notes. So one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and do 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 do. Okay. All right. Now we're going to do one E and a, two E and a, three E and a, four E and a. Okay. So between one and two, we're going to have four notes. And this is really quick, and it goes really fast, but we're going to go one E and a, two E and a, three E and a, four E and a, do, 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 do. Y'all still don't want to sing with me on that. I don't know what the deal is. All right, y'all participate. Y'all need to sound silly with me, so practice this with me. Let's start again. Start on one. Do 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 do. Okay, all right. I want you to hear what a 16th note sounds like. They're very quick. They're very choppy, and that's important because we're gonna do some 16th notes here in a little bit. Okay, do y'all remember this one? We did this one last night, or not before last. Okay, so we've got a quarter note to start, sing on one, then we start sing on two, and we sing through two and three. So one, two, three, four, and one, and two, and three, four. Okay? Now, this is our tough part, but we sang a song last night to show us that pattern. Do you remember what song that was? No tears in heaven. And those first three notes, and every time we sing that, it's do, do, do. Okay? No tears in. That's what an eighth, a quarter, and an eighth sound like together. Do, do, do. Okay? So we get to that, think that. Do, do, do. So that's the start of the second measure and the start of the fourth measure. Okay? So let's try this. Everybody together. And if you want to beat time, beat time. That's fine. I'm going to be looking this way, though, so you can't follow me. All right. Let's start on one. Do, 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 do. One more time. Do, 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 do. Okay. So understand the difference between these connecting beams and other markers that also might tie notes together, which are called ties and slurs, okay? So a beam will be here, or in some cases, if you had two notes that were the same, here, okay? They'd either be angled or straight, depending on how the notes are inside the scale. That's the beam. A slur or a tie is connecting the notes, but they're telling you what to do with the notes, okay? So let's talk about a tie just for a moment, as you see highlighted in the blue box. A tie connects notes that are of the same pitch, and that tie is this little symbol right here,
the little curved symbol, okay, that goes from one note to the next. And it's telling us that we're going to essentially make one longer note by connecting two notes. And so rather than sing, maybe there's a word right here, and we'll just use the word tie. Let's say the word tie was under this half note. Well, we would sing tie not just through the half note, but through the half note and the quarter note. That's what it's telling you. Hold it out for three beats. We'll look at a song here in a moment that has this. Then we've got what's called a slur, which looks exactly like a tie, and the symbol is exactly like a tie, but you know it's a slur because now the pitch varies. Even though you're carrying that out over the course of that length of time, the pitch is not going to stay the same. It's going to go up and down, okay? So that's what's called a slur, okay? A slur in music. It changes, okay? So let's look at something for a moment. 484. We're going to do two things with this song. Number one, we're going to notice the road map, okay? We've been talking about the road map of music. We want to look at the atlas. We want to look at the key. We want to see what direction we're going before we take off in the car and head down the road. Let's see what the road looks like. Now, here's one of those songs where they didn't put a lot of markers in the song, even though the song has actually got a pretty complicated instruction. But down at the bottom left corner, we actually have the instructions of the song. Wouldn't it be nice if they just do that on a lot of songs? You wouldn't have to look for all the signs and symbols. They just kind of wrote out instructions for you. So think of this as, okay, this is Google. This is the map up here, but Google Maps instructions is down here, okay? So we've got the instructions. It tells us that the first time we're all going to sing stanza one or verse one. Then the second time the women will sing part two, not verse two, but part two, which is the Jesus, Lamb of God. So the ladies are singing part two while the men sing stanza two, okay? So you with me so far? Everybody does verse one, ladies sing part two, men sing stanza two. The third time through, the men sing part two and the women go back and sing stanza one or verse one again, and then we all sing the refrain, okay? Y'all sung this song, so you already know this. I just want us to look at it for a moment, and I want to notice some of these slurs and ties that we just talked about. Let me go back here. Okay, so right at the beginning of the song, we get into the middle of the first verse, and it says, "You are my all in all." Okay, we got a slur and a tie. Do you see that? Look on the page. The slur is where we've got "all," and it's actually denoted by a long curve shape. Do you see the long curve shape under those notes where it says "all"? That's telling you there's a slur there. There's also a tie that happens, and it's a shorter curve shape that goes from one do to the next do. See how the pitch doesn't change? And I just want you to see that, okay? Because if you're learning a song, those slurs and ties, especially the ties, are important because they tell you how long to hold that note out. It tells you this note belongs with this note. It's not a separate note. It belongs with this one over here. Okay. So we've got rests also. We've just been practicing, noticing some of our rests. We actually start this song on a rest. So if you're beating time, fellas, and you lead this song, you're not starting here, you're starting here. Because one is silent, okay? One is silent. All right. So I'm going to beat down, and we're going to all come in on two. I'll give you the pitch first. Do, do, mi, so, do, so, mi. Do, mi, so, do. No, that's a little high. Do, mi, so, do, so, mi, do. On two.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. You, my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. us, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name.
Lot of slurs in that song. And sometimes slurs like this, we know what it sounds like, but if you look, actually look at the rhythm of it, let's go toward the end of the song, okay? The last Jesus, Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. And all 16ths, name. So they're quick, they're choppy. And we're not used to that. We're Southerners, so we don't typically do those type of slurs. But it sounds really good, doesn't it? And it adds a little bit of tension to the song. And so slurs are a way of adding some dynamic to the music. And we're going to do some other songs tonight that have some slurs later on, but just want to introduce the idea. So what we're going to do, and I told you we'd do this Tuesday night, is we're going to do some chord building tonight. Don't be intimidated by that. This is not difficult. All right. We're going to start with the sopranos. And I'm going to teach the soprano their part first. And then after that, we'll move on to the altos. And then after that, we'll add the tenors. And then we'll add the basses last. Okay. So what we're going to do, if you look on here, we've got three whole notes. And then we've got two dotted quarters. And I'm going to show you the rhythm so you don't have to worry about that. And then the fourth beat of the last time will be a rest, okay? So we're going to have notes that hold for four beats three times, okay? And then the last two will be a dotted quarter and a dotted quarter, and the last beat is a rest. You with me? Okay, so we're going to start on me. And these arrows, don't get confused by the arrows. The arrows are just to tell us, since we don't have a musical score up here, whether we're going down in pitch or up in pitch, okay? So the sopranos, we're going to start out and we're going to go, mi, re, do, mi, do, mi, re, do, mi, do, okay? You got that? Let's sing it together, okay? Everybody sing this part together, okay? On one. Mi, re, do, mi, do, mi, re, do, mi, do. Okay. All right. Altos, you're going to start on do. So, where we end this, do, you're going to be do, ti, la, do, so. Okay, we're going up to a do. You see that there, up to a do. Do, ti, la, do, so. Let's try that, okay? Everybody together. Do, ti, la. Do, so, do, ti, la, do, so. Okay, let's try those two together, okay? All right. I'm going to start with the pitch on the mi. If you're not an alto, don't sing the alto. I'll help the altos find their pitch. Do, mi. Here's your starting pitch, sopranos. Mi. Do, altos, do, do, ti, la,
do, so, do, ti, la, do, so.
Okay, let's start over. Let's do the top line one more time, okay?
Do, mi, mi, re, do, mi, do.
Okay, it just walks down. It just walks down, then it goes right back to our starting note. Do you see that? Same thing with the altos. We're walking down from do to la, and then we're going back to our starting note. My laser is not wanting to work, but there we go. Getting dim. Okay. I'm going to show you the tenor part real quick.
So, so, fa, la, mi.
A little bit harder.
So, so, fa, la, mi.
Okay. Let's try to do the sopranos. And we'll all start doing soprano, and after one time, we'll break off, and altos will come in. Y'all keep singing the soprano part, okay? Maybe we'll try it that way. And then once we get the altos going and the sopranos going together, I'll start singing the tenor. But y'all stay on your part, okay? Let's try the top line, then we'll add the second one, okay?
Do me, everybody on me. Me, re. Do, mi, do, do, ti, la, do, so, do, ti, la, do, so, so.
Switch to ahs and loud.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
Okay, let's add the bass now. All right, basses, you're going to be starting on the same note as the altos, just an octave lower. So this is going to be a high do for a bass. It'd be in that baritone range. So we got mi's up here.
Do, mi, do. Do, so, fa, la, do, do, so, fa, la, do.
Okay, so let's try this in succession one more time. We'll just add a part after every measure, okay? Or after every four measures, rather. I'll start together on the sopranos.
Do, mi, mi, re, do, mi, do, do, ti, la, do, so, so.
Okay, now we're going to add a slur. Not going to make it much harder. It's actually going to make it easier, and I'm going to show you why. Because we're actually going to go back to that note that we were just already doing, but we're going to walk it up, okay? And it's going to sound like this, okay? So on the sopranos.
Do, mi, re, do, re, mi, do.
So we're not actually having to find a different note. We're actually going from that do, and we're walking that note up to the next note.
So mi, re, do, do, re, mi, do. mi, re, do, do, re, mi, do.
Okay, so altos, we're starting on that do.
Do, ti, la, la, ti, do, so, do, ti, la, la, ti, do, so.
Tenors,
so, so, fa, so, la, mi, so, so, fa, fa, so, la, mi. Basses, do, so, fa, fa, so, la, do, do, so, fa, fa, so, la, do.
Okay, we built the chords. Now, why do we do this?
Okay, it's going to help us learn something, okay? So we want to sing this song. It's not 985 in your book, but I've got the song up here. If you're sitting in the back and that's a little small, I'm sorry. The other pages are a little bigger. But we've got the sopranos, the altos, the tenors, and the basses. And guess what the notes are? The notes we just learned, okay? So it's going to start with me and go, someday, 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 someday. And then after we do that one time, the somedays, the altos will kick in on do.
Mi do. Peace and joy and happiness, no more sorrow someday. Peace and joy and happiness, no more sorrow someday.
Tenors go, gotta be ready when he calls my name, gotta be ready when he calls my name, gotta be ready when he calls my name someday. Okay, and basses, you're mimicking the same rhythm as the sopranos, but you're starting on that do that we just were starting a minute ago.
Do, so someday, 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 someday.
Okay, y'all got it? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing through this song, and we're going to all start out singing the top part, and then the altos will come in, then the tenors will come in, then the bass will come in. When we go to the next page, we stay on those exact same notes, but we're going to sing all the parts, but have four-part harmony on each part, okay? Let me repeat that. We're going to sing the words of the soprano line, and then the words of the alto line, then the words of the tenor line, then the words of the bass line, but we're all going to be singing together. So we're going to come in and all sing someday, 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 someday. And then we're all going to sing peace and joy and happiness, no more sorrow someday. And then we're going to all go, got to be ready when he calls my name. And then we're all going to go someday, someday, someday. So when we get to the end here, we're going to go backwards. So it'll go basses, then tenors, then altos, then sopranos. We will pick it up, I promise you. Okay. And I'm going to raise the key a little bit.
Do, do, mi, so. Do me someday, 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 someday. Gotta be ready when he calls my name, gotta be ready when he calls my name. Gotta be ready when he calls my name someday, 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 someday. peace and joy and happiness, no more sorrows someday. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Someday, basis. Someday, 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 someday. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Someday. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Gotta be ready when it calls my name. Someday. 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 Someday.
All right. Very good. We just learned a new song. Okay. So, I told you on the first night that in 4-4 timing, you can only fit 4 beats in there. Here's the one exception. If there is a bracket above with a 3 in the middle of the two brackets, it doesn't look like the ending brackets we looked at last night where you've got the bracket and then the 3 in the corner, but the 3 divides the two ends of the bracket. This is called a triplet. And if we actually disregarded the triplet and we counted the rhythm inside the measure, here's what we'd count. We got 4-4 here, but then we go 1 and, 2 and, 3, 4, 5, okay? Okay, what do we do with that? Okay, so that's what the triplet marker is for. The triplet marker actually is going to mean that the quarter notes are going to receive 2/3 of their regular value. You go, good grief, this is confusing. Okay, so let's sing a song with triplets in it. And let's see what it sounds like. Turn to 266. So here's the thing about a triplet. The triplet is like a momentary acceleration, okay? A momentary acceleration. And it's like we're just speeding up through the notes, just gradually, okay? So, anybody in here ever sung this song? One person, that's fine. Two people, maybe. Okay, so we're going to learn another one. Okay, this song, if you look at the very top, where it says Majesty and then it says Worship His, there's your triplet marker. Everybody see the triplet marker? Okay. And then on the second line, we've got another triplet marker. Third line, another triplet marker. And then a second one on the third line. Then we got two more on the fourth and one on the bottom. Then over on the next page, there's a lot of triplets in this song. That's the point. Okay, so we're going to learn how to observe those triplets and it'll help us learn what a triplet is supposed to sound like. Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you the rhythm just to start and show you what the triplet sounds like. Because as you're beating and you're going, one, two, three, four, one, two, bum, 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 one, two, three, four, one, two, bum, bum, bum. That's what that triplet sounds like. It's just a momentary speeding up of those three notes, okay? Do, do, mi, so. Mi do, majesty, worship his majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise, majesty. Kingdom authority flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus, magnify. Come glorify Christ Jesus, my King, majesty.
majesty. Worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Okay, so that's a triplet. And triplets, again, add a lot of drama to the music. Okay? It's almost like we're getting to that point, and it's like we really want to accent this part of the song. And so it's like the song is moving at a pace that's very constant and consistent, and then it's like, we really want you to hear this part, so we're going to speed it up just a little bit and sing it with a little accent. So that's why a triplet is in music, okay? I'll give you another example of triplets. We don't have to go sing the song, but His Grace Reaches Me. Anybody ever notice there's triplets in that song? Okay, let's just look at it for a moment. I don't know what number it is in this book, but I know it's in here. Thank you. It's probably the version that I don't prefer with all the ahs and oohs, but that won't matter because we're just looking at it for educational purposes. I love this song, though. This song has incredible lyrics. Okay, down in the chorus, these are subtle triplets, okay? Because there's no brackets. You don't see the brackets, but what you do have is right here it says, His grace reaches me. Okay, and then you've got, yes, His. Okay, that's a triplet. See the three above those three eighth notes? So now we're not just singing a triplet. We're not just singing two-thirds of a quarter note. We're singing two-thirds of an eighth note. And we've always sung it correctly, but we probably didn't know there was a triplet there, and somebody probably just taught it to us one day, and we went, oh, that sounds good, and we sang along with it. But the reason why it sounds that way is because there's a triplet there, okay? Let's sing through the chorus one time just so we can hear what that sounds like. So again, we've got this triplet down here. Let's look at the one on the second page on the very last line of the song where we had that fermata. We held that out. But that measure there has a half note, which is two beats, and it's got three eighth notes, which would end up being what? Not three inside the measure, but three and a half. So if you take those, you're actually taking those three notes and you're turning it into a shorter frame of time, okay? And we've always sung it that way, haven't we? We've never sung it out like there were three-eighth notes. We always had the triplet there where we go, just to know, and there's just that little acceleration. Okay, that's a triplet. Okay, so let's do some rhythm. All right, so we've got rest in our rhythm, and you say, wait a minute, why do you have two-eighth rest down there instead of a quarter rest? Just to confuse you. Not really. I just want us to get familiar with looking at those. So those two eighth rests are just one beat, okay? Just like the quarter. So let's count this out real quick. First one's real easy. We sing on one, and then we rest on two. And then we sing on three, and then we sing on four and. So do, rest, do, do. Okay, got it? Got that part of the measure? Then we don't sing on one, okay? We're going to sing on, somebody's going to sing on the rest. It's okay. That's why we're practicing, okay? I'll probably end up singing on one of the rests here in a moment because it's a little bit more complex than this. Okay, so sing on one, not on two, then three, four, and. Don't sing on one, sing on two, and then three, four. Sing on one and don't sing on two. Sing on three, and don't sing on four. One, two, three, and don't sing on four, okay? So, it's okay to be quiet at first. I'll try to sing loudly so we can hear the rhythm. Really that difficult. Okay, let's do it one more time. Starting on one.
Okay. Alright. Now
let's try this one. Okay, so we've got where we're singing on one, and this rest carries beats two and three. So we got a half rest. So we're not singing for two beats there. So we're going to go do, do, do. Okay? That's the first measure. And then we're going to sing on beats one, two, and three, but we've got a little variation here. So we're going to go quarter, then 2/8, and then 4/16. So you remember what all those sound like? Do, 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 do. That's it. That's the second one. Okay? Do, 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 do. Off. Okay? Don't sing on four. And then we're coming right back in with do, 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 and don't sing on two, and then do, do, and then don't sing on four, and then do, off, do. Okay? Let's all try it together. On one, do, 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 do. Try one more time. Okay. Don't sing on that rest. That's two beats there in that first measure. Don't sing on that rest, okay?
Do, 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 do.
Okay, one more time. We're going to get it. One more time.
Do, do. Do 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 do.
Okay. All right. So now let's throw some dotted notes in there. Okay. Don't worry. We'll count them out. Now I'm gonna actually, like we did Tuesday night. We're actually gonna break down a couple of two note sequences so we can hear what it sounds like before we actually try this. Okay. So we were beating the other night and we did the one e and a, okay? Y'all remember that, one e and a, for a 16th note, okay? So that's actually how I'm going to count this out to show you what this sounds like, because what you've got here is you've got a note that takes up 1.5 beats, and then this other note is the second half of the second beat. So it would go one and, okay? So it would be one and two and. But I want you to think of that do, do, okay? You can even drag out the do and turn it into three syllables and go do, 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 okay? So it's do, 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 okay? That's what it sounds like, okay? Okay. So we're not singing on one this time. So who knows where I'll start? I may start on two, I may start on three, but don't sing on one, okay? So when we come in on that downbeat, nobody sing. Okay, and then our first notes are going to be do, 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 and then do, and then we don't sing on four. And then we're going to have that, what we just looked at, that pattern, do, do. Okay, so do, do. Okay, do, do. And then we don't sing on three, and then we're coming in and going do, 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 do on four. Okay, I know, it sounds really silly. I keep saying do, 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 do. Then on the third measure, it's a lot more simple. So we just got a quarter note, 2/8, and a quarter rest, and another quarter note. And then the last sequence, we're coming in, and this one's a little bit more difficult. We go 2/8, and then a rest for a full beat. Again, that's 2/8 rest, which is the same as a quarter rest. And then that last pattern is that do, do, okay? Do, do. All right, let's try it. Do. Do, 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 do. Do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, do. Okay, let's try one more time. Almost sounds like we're marching, doesn't it? Okay, let's try one more time. Do. Got me. They know I sound silly. All right, let's try it one more time.
Do, 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 do. Do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, do.
Okay. All right. So let's look at 176, and we're not going to sing the whole song. We're just going to sing the first verse and the chorus. And I know the song's not arranged that way. We're supposed to sing one and two, then the chorus. We're just going to sing one in the chorus. Okay, again, learning concepts is all about application. And in this song, assuming y'all sing this song, we've got this dotted quarter into eighth note over and over and over. So that do, do, okay? We've got that pattern in this song. And it comes actually rather quickly. So, your only son, no sin to hide. That's that do, do right there. Son, no sin to hide. Okay, that no is meant to be sung more quickly than you would if you were dragging two quarters together, okay? So we're going to observe that a few times in the song. But you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. There it is again, Lamb of God. There's a delay there. Do you hear the delay? A Lamb of God, okay? All right, let's sing the first verse in the chorus. I'm going to raise it just a little bit from that pitch.
No somido. Your only son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Okay. Do y'all sing My Eyes Are Dry? Okay, let's look at that one. I don't know what number that is either.
792.
Thank you. Okay, so we've got that same pattern in this song, but we've also got a different pattern that we're fixing to learn, which is we're going to swap those around, and rather than having a dotted quarter that goes into a eighth note, we're going to have an eighth note that goes into a dotted quarter, okay? So right down here, let's just start at what can be done. It goes, what can be done to an old heart like mine? There's sometimes a lot of trouble with the endings of the phrases because we're coming back in on an eighth note. So if you look at like the word wine, for instance, soften it up with oil and wine, and you look how long we hold that out. Okay, remember, there's a tie there from the word wine from one so to the next so. The first so is a half note. The second so is an eighth note. So we're holding that for how long? 2.5 beats. And then we're actually catching that next word on the second half of the third beat when we're coming back down into one. So, with oil and wine, the oil is you. Okay, so we've got it's like a transition, but it's a quick transition. It doesn't hold out for two and then go to a quarter, okay? And then we've got this other one, the Spirit, where it says, you, your Spirit, and it's quick, your Spirit of love, okay? So that's what we're going to look at now for a moment. Okay, so if I was going to time this rather than going do, do, I'm doing it backwards. So I'm going do, 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 okay? So if I'm going one and, I'm going one and, okay? Do, do. So we're going to see that here in our rhythm pattern. So that's what it sounds like, do, do, okay? This one's harder a little bit. Okay, because it comes out of nowhere. That do, do, it comes out on one, and it comes right off a rest. So there's really no like fluidity going into it. It just jumps out of nowhere, which happens in some of our songs. So again, don't sing on one. Then don't sing on two and four. Don't sing on three, and don't sing on one in the last measure. That one's the hardest one not to sing on, in my opinion, the one in the last measure. So I'm just telling you that so you'll know when we get there. Don't sing on that one, okay? All right.
Do, 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 do.
See, y'all did really good. Nobody sang on that last one, did we? Nobody sang on that rest. Okay, let's try it one more time.
Do.
Don't sing on one.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Y'all had no trouble with that at all. No trouble at all. You know why? Because we just practice rhythm over and over and over. And even though that one's the hardest one, it was the easiest one because we've been locking into it. Okay. Now another loop. Okay, so we're not going to get into this in great detail other than to just apply this. Grab your psalm books, turn to 112. 112. Okay. So this one looks a little funny because you've got this beam on top. You got this little bitty tiny beam that seems like it's disconnected a little bit. And it is disconnected a little bit. And the reason why it's disconnected is because we've got a beam there that's denoting that we're having an eighth into a sixteenth, but we've also got a dot, okay? So we're going dotted eighth into a sixteenth, which is similar to the do, do. It's just half of the speed. It's quicker, okay? Then you've got these over here, which you've got a beam that just goes across. You've got two half notes. Now, this combination over here and this combination over here are the same value. They're one beat. However, they're sung very differently. You say, well, that's obvious. It should be, but it's not always. And so sometimes we may not hear it. Now, put your marker on 112. Put your marker on 112. We're fixing that. Turn to 678. 678. All right. How many of you know this song? Everybody, right? I don't think there's anybody in here that hasn't sung this song. Okay, so we're going to look at this transition over here on your left, which is the dotted eighth into a sixteenth. Now, don't sing yet. I'm going to sing the rhythm how it's written in the book, and you see if it sounds weird, okay? All right.
So, do mi so mi do so. More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
Y'all sing it like that? Maybe? Okay. Here's how we sing it at home.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More, more about Jesus, more, more about Jesus.
Do you hear the difference? Okay, here's the difference. One, we're seeing it like it's two eighth notes together, and the other, we're seeing it like it's a dotted eighth into a sixteenth. That's the difference. The dotted eighth into a sixteenth has a pause and then a quick little hit, okay? That sixteenth is really quick, and so when you're singing, it's more about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, okay? All right, and I don't care how you sing it, honestly. I don't care. You can sing that however you want, as long as you're together. I just want you to see the difference in the sound, okay? So let's go back to 112 for a moment. Okay, so this transition up here on your left is in this song numerous times, and in fact, it carries the entire chorus. At least it carries the weight of the chorus. So when we come in, and the bassists come in, they go, "Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus." Notice those, that first measure is entirely made up of dotted eighth, sixteenth, dotted eighth, sixteenth, dotted eighth, sixteenth, dotted eighth, sixteenth. So it goes, bum, 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 bum. That's what it sounds like. Now, if we were going 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, that's eighth notes. If we're doing it this way, we're going bum, 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 okay? Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, okay? You hear the difference. A lot of energy. Gives the song more energy, okay? Sometimes songs need energy. And I will tell you something, as a song leader, if you get up and lead the first song, you're going to set the tone for the entire assembly right there on the first song. And if you lead something super, super slow and not much energy, it may mean that the whole service is going to be like that. I've seen it over and over. And so pick something that has a little bit of energy. Pick something that is meant to be sung with a little energy, and sing it with energy, okay? Sing it with energy. All right. I like this song because you can't help but sing it with energy. So, all right. Let's sing 1 and 3.
Reso, so mi do so. So, wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall his grace begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
They're in the first of the song too, so
wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall his praise begin?
So they're all over the place, aren't they? Okay. And again, they add this energy, like you're going out of this phrase and you're trying to go fast into the next one. All right, let's do the third verse again.
Do I need to drop that a half step?
My soprano up here goes, okay.
So on the third, wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child. Peace and heaven for eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, the rolling sea. Wonderful grace, how sufficient for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Okay. So let's talk about this as we close. These are what's called volume markers, and we looked at these volume markers the other night, which is a crescendo and a decrescendo or a decrescendo, which means either gradually get louder or gradually get quieter. These markers just mean at this point in the song, get loud, or at this point in the song, get soft, okay? So we've got the moderate volume, which is our regular singing volume, right? Okay, now in that song we just sang, we like to sing it forte, and I love it. We need to sing it forte because it's got that kind of energy. It makes us want to sing loud, doesn't it? And then there's some songs that make us want to sing quiet, but then there's other times in a song where they may want a little more dynamic than just one volume all the way through the song, so they denote it by putting these various symbols. And so moderate volume is not going to be marked, but then we've got mezzo forte, which means moderately loud. So not loud, loud, but just a little louder than typical. We've got forte, which is loud, sing loudly. And then we've got fortissimo, which means very loud, okay? But let me say something about fortissimo. Fortissimo, as loud as you can sing while still sounding musical, okay? So it doesn't mean as loud as your voice will get, but as loud as you can sing, okay? Now, I could get really loud if I wanted to, and I'm loud anyway, so you don't want to hear that. But at some point, the volume will get so high that it will sound less like music and more like screaming. But there's songs like Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah, where we've got a fortissimo section in that song. And His glory, and it's supposed to be really loud, okay? But there's also a section in that song where it's mezzo forte, and also where it's right down below moderate volume at mezzo piano, which piano means softer, okay? So softer than moderate volume, very softly, is pianissimo, okay? I'm going to take a chance here. Let's see. It is well with my soul. Does anybody know the number? Probably find it before I do. Do what?
490.
Thank you. 490. Let's see if they're in here. I can't even get the pages apart. So y'all already know, and I'm in anticipation still. Okay, they did not. They took them out. Of course they did. Okay, so typically, and we probably still sing it this way, but when you get to the chorus, there's a pianissimo that goes, it is well, and then there's a mezzo forte on the tenor part that goes, it is well, and then there's a pianissimo that goes, with my soul, and then there's another mezzo forte, with my soul, and then there's a forte, it is well, and then there's a fortissimo, it is well, and those are the volume markers in it. And I wish they were in this book, but they probably took them out for copyright reasons, so we don't have them. But that's what they sound like. Master of the Tempest is Raging is another one that's got a huge amount of volume markers in it, and it adds a whole lot of tension to the song because it gets really quiet, and then it just gradually builds, and then all of a sudden it gets really loud. And it's there for that reason, okay? So that's what those are. We're not going to go through these again, other than to say these are parts of the key to a roadmap, okay? And the reason I don't want to spend a lot of time going through them is because we're going to look at these others for a moment. There's accent marks, which means we're going to hit a note louder and harder. And I didn't find a song in here that had accent marks in it, but I think there's a song in Sacred Selections, and y'all use that book sometimes, it does. And I don't even remember the name of it, but there's a point where it says tramp, tramp, tramp. And I think there's accent markers above that, and they want you to go tramp, tramp, tramp. They want you to sing it loud and hard, like you're hitting that note harder. Just like if you were playing on a piano, and you were just playing, and then all of a sudden there was a section of music where you're hitting the keys really hard, you're hitting your voice really hard. That's what the accent markers mean. Not to be confused with the crescendo or decrescendo, but it is the same symbol as a crescendo. Notice it looks just like a crescendo, or a decrescendo rather, that means gradually get softer, okay? So this one's the same direction. That could be confusing, but as far as I know, in our books there's not an accent marker to say hit this one a lot softer and a lot lower. So if you see that little less than sign or greater than sign, I'm sorry, forgot. A greater than sign above a note, a small one, that's an accent mark. Okay, staccato. Let me live close to thee. Thank you. 8:31. Now we aren't actually going to sing the chorus to this song because it's actually going to be funny because we're gonna actually staccato every note that they staccatoed in this arrangement. Don't sing it like you usually sing it. Staccato every note that they staccato in the chorus, okay? Altos have it easy. You have no staccato notes, so. But everybody else has staccato notes. Mi altos mi, and y'all come in on four, okay? Mi, let me live close to thee. Guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee. Let me walk close to thee each day. And here's why that's silly, okay? So let's go back and look at some rhythm things for just a moment. Where it says, guide me all along the way. We know that that part is where we kind of get choppy, right? And we go, guide me all along the way. And we don't even need the staccato marks because it's eighth, eighth rest, eighth, eighth rest, eighth, eighth rest. Which, you know what that sounds like? A staccato note. So I have no idea why they staccatoed that. But what puzzles me more than that is at the very end of the song on thee each day, they've got staccato marks. So we're supposed to go, let me walk close to thee each day. And it just doesn't sound right. But they staccatoed everything. And those are staccato marks, okay? Now, go figure, in a song where we're used to having staccato marks, like the Great Redeemer, where there's that one section of the song where it goes, he is everything to me, they remove those. So there's no staccato there. But that's why we chop those notes, is because of those markers, the staccato markers. Okay, then there's this other symbol, which is retardando, which means to gradually decrease in tempo. Our God, he is alive, that we sung the first night. There is a God, he is alive, at the very end of the song. From dust our God created man, he is our God, the great I am. The great I am. Well, the rhythm isn't written to slow down like that, but the old books had this, R-I-T, period, and that's why we learned to sing it that way, is because there was that symbol there that told us slow this part of the song down, okay? All right, then there's dim, or diminuendo, which means a decrease in loudness or intensity. So it's like the accent marker, but it's the opposite, okay? So to not cause confusion in accent, they just have diminuendo, and it may just be subject to whenever you want to not be diminuendo, or there's a volume marker that says, okay, at this point, go back to regular volume, okay, which might be a mezzo forte or something like that. Then there's the fermata, which we call a bird's eye, okay. So we went through that kind of quickly because we're running out of time, but we got one more song to sing. One more song to sing. And I want to put everything into practice, okay? So we've looked at a lot of things, and now we're going to put it into practice. We're going to look through the roadmap of the song real quick, and we're just going to sing the first verse because we're running out of time. But let's look at the roadmap of the song, okay? So it's actually really easy through the verse because we just sing through the first verse. We come all the way down to where it says of Moses and the Lamb. And then the refrain starts. And this is where sometimes it gets confusing and we get lost. And sometimes we might even know where we're supposed to be and not know why. So let's look at the why of why we're at this part. So the first thing I want you to notice is at the very first of the refrain, there's a repeat sign. Do you see the repeat sign? It's the two lines and then the colon next to it. Okay, that's what it looks like. Two lines and a colon. Two lines and two dots. That's the repeat sign. So that's telling us at some point in this song, we're coming back to that, okay? And the only way to know when we're going to do that is to look for the other bookend. That is the repeat sign that's facing the opposite direction, which doesn't come until the middle of the second page, after with voices blending so rich and rare, and then there's a repeat sign. So from that point in the song, we go back to the repeat sign and sing the second part of the chorus, okay? So that's part of our roadmap that's important. The tenors and the altos are going to start the chorus, okay? Why? Because there's notes that are below the soprano with the stems pointing down to tell us that's the alto part. And then there's also the tenor part, which has the stems pointing up, and there's a rest under it telling us the bass are resting, just like it's telling us the sopranos are resting above the altos. So we know the altos and tenors start the chorus with the, I want to hear, okay? So we sing line one of the refrain and keep going all the way through. Notice the bracket one on the top of the second page. Look how far that bracket runs. The line goes across to the end and keeps going across the second one and all the way until there's a close where the repeat sign is, okay? So that's the first section of the chorus. Is everybody with me on that? Nod your head or, okay. All right, then the second part. Once we get past, I want to see the master bringing a precious life crown that I may own and wear. Look, see the bracket after where? And it says to second ending. The second ending is the bracket with the two, okay? So we already looked at the bracket with the one. That's the first ending. Now we're going to the second ending. So we're just jumping where this bracket is right here, where the two is, where the sopranos come in and go, I want to hear, okay? All right, everybody with me? That's the roadmap. Okay, now let's look at our volume markers. Do we have any volume markers? We've got one, and it's at the very end of the song to hear it swell and ring. Probably an appropriate time to put a fortissimo when we say, I want to hear a song swell and ring. That's why they did that, okay? Now, here's how we typically sing it. To hear it swell. Why? Because there's fermatas there. What if there weren't fermatas there? It would go, to hear it swell and ring. That's how it would end, which sounds really weird to me because I'm not used to that. But there's a 16th. After that fermata, so to hear it swell and ring. Okay? And we're gonna sing it like that. We're gonna hit that 16th hard even though we hold out the other two. All right.
First verse.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow night, some of you younger guys have a song ready. I'm going to ask you some questions about the song, not about music theory, but about things that we've talked about what the song is teaching and what beat we're starting on and what your starting note is, okay? And remember, that one should be easy because it's in the top left corner of the song, okay? But pick out a song. Try to keep a song that you know how to beat time to. So if you're not certain about 6-8, or if you want to try 6-8, we can try 6-8. We can learn how to do that. And so this would be an opportune time to do that. If you're not unsure about that, well, that's okay. I'll be up here with you. If you're nervous about it, I'll help you. If you don't need my help, that's fine. But have a song tomorrow and be ready for that. We're going to do more singing tomorrow night than we are instruction, even though we'll have a little bit of instruction at the beginning. I thank you for your patience. We ran long tonight. This is the longest session of this. Tomorrow and Saturday will be a little bit shorter. Again, if you have any questions, come talk to me. If there was something I didn't make clear, please let me know, because I want to be as effective as I can be at teaching this. It's not going to hurt my feelings if you didn't understand something. And also, tomorrow night, we will have printouts of the material, okay? So all the slides that you've seen, I say all the slides, all the instructional slides have been printed off and stapled, and you can take one of those home so that you'll have that. Any announcements, Daryl, Barry? If not, Jeff, would you lead us in prayer?